Patterns of Presence bonus episode. A message for those who struggle at Christmas. I don't know about you, but I find that this time of the year is filled with joy and stuff that genuinely makes the heart smile. The lights, the decorations, the mad and crazy Christmas jumpers, the Christmas specials and movies, all the festivities and the really good food. But alongside this, there is this sense in which December goes just really fast, like whirlwind fast. And in the midst of it all, it can be kind of hard to catch a breath. And it can be kind of hard for the soul to catch a breath also. Life just moves so quickly these days, and it feels like the world changes equally as fast. Each day brings with it something new. For example, at a touch of a button, we have access to information that a generation ago was never a possibility. Gone are the days of the Encyclopedia Britannica being the source of all knowledge within a home. Knowledge is now at anyone's disposal, day or night. And communication is now instant. And as a result, we are constantly fighting the battle of distraction. Because day in and day out, our lives are interrupted with alerts and notifications, messages and images. All of them bringing to us information. We look in on each other's lives through social media. We share snapshots of our own lives with family and friends and with people that we've never met before. And we are more globally aware now than we have ever been. Each day we read of a disaster or calamity happening somewhere in the world, and images of it flood our awareness. Tragedies unfolding in far-off parts of the world are no longer something that we only know of due to history books or because of reading about it in newspapers or even watching the 6 o'clock news. We know what goes on across the world. And we know what goes on within each other's worlds because technology presents it to us, forces it into our awareness, floods our minds with it. And the truth is that we kind of get a bit numb to it. There are always appeals for help with something somewhere, and the rise in scams cause us to constantly guard against false information, and at times we just become permanently guarded. At times unmoved due to the overwhelming nature of all the information. And the soul, in the midst of that, can get a bit numb. Add to that, that we're living in a landscape that always seems to be evolving and changing. It feels at times as though the rule book for life, as in what you can and can't say, what is now the normative, what is not, it feels like the rule book for life is constantly getting updated. And the boundary lines, well, they keep shifting. They keep moving. And it can be tiring, exhausting even, to try and navigate all of this and to try and stay within the lines when the lines keep shifting. Life just goes so fast. It travels so quickly. And it can be hard to keep up, and it can be hard to keep going, and it can be hard to catch a breath, and it can be even harder to let the soul breathe in the midst of all. And then, inevitably, it happens to us all. It happens. Something presses the stop button. Suddenly, unexpectedly, uncontrollably, everything that was moving so fast, everything just screeches to a halt. As tragedy, calamity, and crisis moves from that which you look in on as happening somewhere to somebody, to that which now unfolds in your own lap. It shifts from sitting with someone else and from happening somewhere else to happening to you, to happening now, to happening here. It might not be that which scope is like that which we read of in the news, and it might not merit a relief response. It might not be deemed newsworthy or world-ending, but it is our tragedy. and it's our calamity and it's our crisis, and for a moment it feels like it's the end in our world. And we feel it. And we journey through it. Everything pauses. It's like the lights went out and someone hit the mute button for a bit and everything went quiet. And we begin to travel. We travel with prognosis and diagnosis. We journey with loss and grief. We navigate through hardship and crisis or whatever it is. And it hurts. And the pain is huge. And the dark clouds are mega. And the weight of it is really tough to bear, like really tough. And then people come with their quips and their sayings. And they say things like, time is the greatest healer. And these sayings are hard to hear. But the truth is that sadly, life does move on with the passage of time. It's like someone eventually hits play on the buttons of life and you come out of the pause season and you carry on. And often the hardest thing is discovering that while your world has been on pause, the rest of the world hasn't. And so you try to pick up the pieces and you try to figure out how these pieces now fit within your journey, and you begin to limp on from the difficulty. Because while the crisis is gone, while the storm has passed, and while the tragedy, loss, and calamity very much sit in your rearview mirror, the emotions don't. And the feelings don't. The part of your soul that get dented by what you've been through, well, that dent's still there. The pain still exists, the bruise still feels the pressure, or maybe just the soul still feels numb. And it can be hard to live in the place that feels a bit like tension. The tension of what you feel within versus what you think you should feel but don't feel. The tension of the impact of what has happened versus trying to navigate what is happening. And the fact that life journey just keeps on going. The tension of living with unresolved grief and that sense of real injustice. And facing the world and those around you who just want you to be happy. And then comes that time of the year when the lights light up and the music gets louder and everyone moves into festive mode. The focus turns to family, to traditions, to the joy of the season and making memories. But inside there is that part of you that still feels the pain of some memories. Maybe those who were part of Christmas past but are not here in Christmas present. Maybe even just the reality that things in Christmas past look different to the way that they now look in Christmas present. Life was different. Things had a different shape. We existed in a different place then compared to now. And as we steam towards the end of the year and the joy of a season, it can feel a bit exhausting to carry the tension of the inner and the outer. The strain of what's going on within versus what's going on around. Can all feel a bit numb at times. We want to feel different, and at times we do, but at times we don't. And at other times we don't know what we're feeling. Sometimes we even feel like we're feeling it all at once. We're all within the one period of time or within the one day. Maybe today you sit in this moment with the mixture of emotions whirling around. Perhaps you were fine until you sat in this moment and we began to chat like this. Perhaps you were fine until you paused from the busyness of just keeping on and you began to think about and acknowledge what was within. Maybe today as you sit and listen and pause, your soul is looking to catch a breath. Wherever you are, whatever is going on, whatever it is that you've been through, whatever it is that you're journeying through, whatever it is that you feel, whether that's something, everything, or nothing, what you feel is valid. Whether that's something, everything, or nothing, what you feel is valid. And it's okay to feel it. What you feel is what you feel because it's where you're at. Answer this question in this moment. What do you feel? Right now, what do you feel? You may not recognise it. You may not understand why it's there. You might not get it. It might be something new. It might be something familiar. But it's what's coming up for air right now because it's what your soul carries. Whatever it is, let it meet the presence of Jesus as he seeks to speak to you these words. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus says, if you're wearied and if you're burdened, if you're feeling stuff, if you carry stuff, if you're burdened and feeling the weight of what is within, come to me. Jesus invites you to shift, to move in proximity to him, to come close to him, to move in the direction of where he is and to receive from him. He says, if you move in proximity to me, if you come to me, I will give you something. I will give you rest. Let's be clear. Faith isn't a magic wand that just makes feelings and emotions disappear and everything's all rosy. To have faith in Jesus isn't skipping along singing zippity-doo-dah, trust me, Mr. Bluebird hasn't come to rest on my shoulder yet. But it is all about coming to a place of rest. Freedom and healing can be found when we discover that Jesus is the one that we can go to with what we feel and with what we carry. And not only is he one that we can turn to with what we feel and what we carry, but in his presence, what we do feel and what we are carrying can find rest. As in, they can find release and they can come to cease. In the busyness of this season, as life goes at a million miles per hour and you wrestle with what you've been through or that which you are currently journeying through, and while you try and get to grips with that which you carry, as this season of joy meets the inner tension of your grief and your pain and your injustice or your whatever, let what is within come up for air. Move close to Jesus. Look for him. Find him, come near to him, and let him come near to you. And as you do, let what you carry find its rest. Lay it to rest. Bring it to rest in his presence, and let him reveal what he carries in his heart for you, which is love and kindness and peace. Why don't you pause and invite his presence? Invite him into your today and let him do what is needed. What do you feel right now? What's coming up for air? Move closer to him and let what's within find its rest. Lay it to rest. Bring it to a place of rest. And let what is within your heart meet what is within his heart for you. Let your everything meet his love and his kindness and his peace. And today, hear the words of Jesus speak to you. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Slow it down. Take a breath. Close your eyes. Rest your head. just let go and let it be. He still holds the world while you sleep. He says, come to me and I will give you rest. As he holds you in his arms, the burden lifts. He says, learn from me, for I am meek and kind. Trade your heaviness for peace, his yoke is light. He says, come to me. Lift your eyes, look ahead, call to mind all he said, for he is joy and he is light, and when you see,
come take.
and I will give you rest. As he holds you in his arms, the burden lifts. He says, learn from me, for I am meek and kind. Trade your heaviness for peace, his yoke is light. He says, come to me.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We hope that it helped. Whatever it is that you're journeying with, whatever it is that you've been through or are going through, and whatever the reason as to why you have found yourself listening to, picking up or tuning into this podcast, know this: Jesus cares for you. He loves you. And he says to you, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. If you would like to discover the reality of Jesus and experience his love, you can do so just by asking him. You could pray a prayer something like this: Dear Jesus, I come to you now, weary and burdened and carrying some stuff. I pray that you would help me find rest. Show me your heart. Teach me your ways. Help me to discover a relationship with you. Forgive me of my mistakes and errors, and come into my life that I may know you and begin to live life with you as part of it. I pray this prayer right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time today, the best thing that you can do is tell someone about it. Maybe even the person who sent you this podcast. But the next big step that you can take is to find a church near you and go along and get to know the people there and begin a journey of faith. God bless you this Christmas, and I hope that you know his peace and his love this Christmas time.